Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Congresswoman Angie Craig is pushing back against a Republican-led short-term government funding bill. The Minnesota Democrat says she voted no today, citing concerns for the 140,000 Minnesotans who could lose their health insurance under the GOP budget plan. Craig also pointed to rural clinics and hospitals already shutting down across Minnesota. She states, quote, "After the damage done by the Republicans' big, ugly bill, I refuse to support another stopgap measure that fails everyday Americans." Minnesota's free school meals program has helped even more kids in its second year. Nutrition Program Services Director Emily Honer says the state has a high participation rate for the program.
It's up to that school's choice if they're going to participate in the program or not. Now, all public school districts in Minnesota are on the program, and close to like 98-99% of the charters that are eligible, and then a huge number of private schools as well.
The governor's office states that the program has saved Minnesota families an average of $1,000 per student per year. State officials are welcoming federal criminal charges in the Housing Stabilization Services fraud scheme. Department of Human Services Inspector General James Clark called the charges against 8 suspects a vital step in combating fraud in Minnesota programs that are meant to help people in need. Clark said in a statement, quote, "DHS is moving aggressively to review billing data to identify red flags across our programs and stop payment to fraudulent providers. Wild waterfowl are believed to be spreading avian influenza to commercial poultry flocks and farms. Minnesota Board of Animal Health veterinarian Shauna Voss says we tend to get infections when birds are migrating.
Fall seems to be a little bit harder on us, and that may be that there are just younger, more immune-naive birds are newly infected and bringing that virus with them. So we think that there's a more likelihood that there's more virus out during that fall migration.
A Redwood County turkey farm with 20,000 birds was the first to test positive for avian flu in the state this fall. A new report from the Minnesota Office of Higher Education shows over 53,000 students benefited from the North Star Promise program last school year. To be eligible, residents must attend an in-state public college, university, or tribal college and make below $80,000 a year. Spokesperson Keith Hovis explains that it's essentially a last dollar program.
A student applies for financial aid, and the college will look at every gift aid that they're eligible for, and then they apply all of that financial aid, and then whatever is remaining for tuition and fees, that's what North Star Promise covers.
The Salvation Army's annual Coat for Kids campaign to collect winter gear for children in need across the Twin Cities is underway. Organizers say new or gently used coats, along with hats, mittens, boots, and snow pants, can be dropped off at Salvation Army service centers and Twin Cities Livia weight control centers through Saturday, October 11th. The Minnesota Twins open a 4-game series with the Cleveland Guardians tonight at Target Field. This is MNN.